broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I told you, Judge Andrew Napolitano has a doomsday scenario for the Donald. I kid you not, I don't even have time to do the intro for this hour. Kurt's with me. Kurt with details.
All right, Sam. Apparently he was on, what program? It was on the Shepard Smith program. It's, you know, just another show I never see, but I just don't watch TV. So anyway, he's talking about this worst case scenario with regard to these conspiracy charges related to Michael Cohen paying women for silence. This was the... I guess you could say the back and forth. Shepard Smith said, "You say you always do that collusion, say that collusion isn't a crime. Conspiracy is a crime. But a minute ago, you said there is already a conspiracy and it involves the president." Then Judge Napolitano said, "That's what Judge Paley said last week when he sentenced Michael Cohen. I don't know that he used the word conspiracy." Shepard Smith said, "Just so our viewers understand, this is not speculation. This is from the writing of the court." Then Napolitano said, "The trial judge said verbally the president of the U.S. orchestrated and paid for this crime, referring to the crime for which Michael Cohen was pleading guilty." Shepard Smith said, "That is by definition a conspiracy?" Napolitano said, "Yes, the conspiracy would be the three of them in a room, Michael Cohen, David Pecker, and Donald Trump. Now the president has denied this. Pecker and Cohen have said it happened this way. The president said, either I wasn't there, or I don't remember, or I didn't hear, but it didn't happen. Rudy Giuliani says it didn't happen." Then Shepard Smith said, "So at some point, a higher authority or of some kind would make a determination on such a matter." Napolitano answers, "Yes, and the president does not want to be a jury of the Senate or a jury of his peers." Shepard Smith said, "Why not?" Napolitano final sentence says, final phrase says, "I don't think he wants to get to that point. That would be doomsday. That would mean there is enough evidence to indict and try, or enough evidence to impeach." Anyway, there's what Judge Napolitano has to say about it.
So, even Judge Napolitano and Fox News now going against the Donald in a big way. The first time they went against Donald was when they joined CNN and suing Donald Trump for kicking out that reporter.
Yeah.
And now they're doubling down, and Fox is using the most conservative Fox commentator on the planet to go after the Donald. James?
Yeah, I was going to mention that a second ago, in the first hour when we were talking about this, and it slipped my mind. But yeah, so this isn't the first time Fox has come out against him in a big way. I mean, you think that there's good guys and bad guys, or at least one side, maybe Fox maybe slightly more on our side than CNN and the rest of them. But it's really not. I mean, they're all just part of the same apparatus, and again, I can't make heads or tails as to whether or not Trump is just going along and playing his part in this whole scam, or if there he does have some instincts that bristles.
But James, it doesn't matter which, because unless Donald starts to drain the swamp in a hurry, like shut down government agencies, he's got a chance to shut down the government right now. And what he could do is he could simply demand that Congress, he could literally control the narrative in the media and say, "I shut down the government because most of it's unconstitutional. And I demand Congress do their duty. They've been elected to do this, to fund the proper role of limited government. And I will sign every constitutional piece of legislation that crosses my desk. I demand they get it done. I demand they protect our nation. I demand they fund the proper role of government immediately, piece by piece. And I'm going to show you who's who, and I'm going to do it right now." Donald has this opportunity single-handedly to get this done. But you know what? He's already bowed his head in defeat, hasn't he? He's already said, "I'm going to give up on the wall now," didn't he?
Yeah, well, and Sam, you bring up a great point. So if he does have good instincts and it's not part of it, absolutely hit him, cut him off at the knees, and defund this unconstitutional, rogue, fat, obese government that we've got. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to call him a bad president? They're going to say bad things about him? what working class American that goes out there and punches the clock every day like we do for our families, what are we going to miss if he shuts down any of these government agencies? I mean, maybe we can't go to a federal park for a little while or something like that. I mean, the government doesn't even secure our borders. What are they actually doing for us? I mean, what are they doing for us? They don't even secure the border. So, yes, I mean, he should cut them, and he should, I mean, really go to war. Shut down the government for as long as it takes to get the wall. That's what he needs to do. But, again, he's backpedaling. I don't think it's going to happen. But all the stuff with Flynn and Cohen, Cohen's going to jail. I mean, he's going to, like, this country club jail where they serve him, you know, gourmet meals, you know, on the
jail. Hey, well, Donald said the Mexicans are going to fund the wall, and now he's begging Congress to do it, and they won't. So now he's already capitulating. It looks like the State Department's hard at work under the Donald's tutelage, huh, Kurt?
I'm trying to remember this one. State Department
just
hard
sent
at
it
work,
to me, dude. Like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it's a recent one. All right.
I grabbed it as fast as I could. Kurt gave me like 40 stories, and I grabbed them.
Oh, I didn't do 40.
I'm grabbing
40.
It as fast as
I
can.
I mean, you
folks.
Know, 40's an overstatement, ladies.
Okay,
and gentlemen.
It's really like 13.
All right. So this is the Donald Trump heading.
Nope, there's no Donald Trump heading. I gave you the
Twitter
heading. It's State
CEO.
Department. So the State Department is pledging
State Department pledges.
$10 billion to Central America and Mexico.
Yeah. They want to develop their economies and that kind of thing. And I'm thinking, well, wouldn't $5 billion out of the $10 billion, you know, take care of the wall?
Yeah, and Donald threatened to shut down the foreign aid, but now he's doubling it.
Go ahead, Kurt. I got to jump in on this, but go, Kurt.
The State Department is, you know, I mean, what you got is all these pots of money in all these many places that, you know, basically are, well, out there to be had. And so these Central American and Southern Mexico or Mexico areas, you know, are supposed to be getting these pledged monies. And I'm like, well, aren't we $22 trillion in the hole, or maybe $100 trillion? And, you know, and
but
then,
at some point, if Donald
couldn't
doesn't...
we just buy these companies with countries with this much money?
No,
I
heck
mean,
no.
We might as well just go ahead and, you know, purchase
heck no,
them.
To buy the countries, they want way more money than just the payoffs we're doing. But look, if Donald was serious, wouldn't he shut that stuff down right now? Wouldn't he say, listen, I'm going to call you guys criminal enterprises if you go against me on this? It's a national security crisis. You know, Barack Hussein gave $150+ million to the Iranians. You're funding war and terror around the world, and you're going to stop on my watch, and we're going to do it. Okay, where is Donald with the critical things? He complains a lot. He babbles at the mouth. But I don't see anything solid going on at all. Now, by the way, I say probably, I don't know how many words in a radio show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, I say thousands, tens of thousands of words in a radio show. And when my mom was alive, she'd listen to the radio program and she'd be like, Sam, you used the wrong grammar here and you didn't say this word right here. And now my mom died and Kurt's taking her place. Kurt emailed me another story.
Well,
it's not even
a
story this time, though.
No, this is this word exculpatory.
Yeah, exculpatory. And, exculpatory evidence.
It's kind of tough, you know, at least I hear all these different words used, and I only wanted to, you know,
help
improve
me.
Your
Of all the things
efforts.
We've got to do, we got like 50 stories, and Kurt's like, hey, man, I want to help you say exculpatory evidence properly.
Well, you know, I just didn't know for sure if you'd seen this proper spelling or whatever.
I've seen it 50
got
times.
Got the whole word. I just wanted to make sure you were
good.
Familiar
good.
With
you
it.
You okay with this, James?
Plus, I needed to look it up myself, too, because, you know, you say those big words, and then I got to try to find out what they mean.
Why?
You know what I mean? Well,
all you got to do is just take out all the big words and just say there's evidence.
Yeah, good point.
And there's doomsday scenario for Trump based on the evidence, says Judge Napolitano. And since it's the company you keep, according to the James Edwards slap down, hey, Roger Stone rolled over and lied and got caught lying, and now they're coming for you, baby. State Department pledging $10 billion to fund Mexico and Central America. And the Mexico, well, they're going to pay for a beautiful wall. In fact, Donald Trump says it's a big, beautiful wall, James, with steel slats.
All right. I am chomping at the bit to get at this one because I got something I don't even know if y'all picked up on. So Trump was saying the entire wall that he envisioned that he was campaigning on, the wall, the idea that elected him as president of the United States, this wall could be funded for $5 billion. Okay, And then now we give $10.5 billion to Central and South America just in foreign aid, just in gives, just in giveaways, just in charity. We give away $10.5 billion. This is the one thing. This is the whole argument. I'm not giving away $10 billion in foreign aid to people who are, you know, disgracing our nation's laws by just coming over here and using us as a flop house. We're not giving that. We're going to take the $5 billion from that aid package, build the wall, and that's that. And that's it. And that every other thing can go, but we're going to take $5 billion of that aid, and we're going to build the wall, and that's final. Well, here's the zinger of it all, guys. Donald Trump Jr. pointed this out on his Twitter just a day or two ago. Check this out. So he said, $10.5 billion in aid to Central and South America, ? He goes, are you kidding me? He goes, but we can't get a wall? And I'm like, dude, this man is your dad. Can't you just talk to him about it at Christmas dinner? I mean, but this is Donald Trump Jr. himself saying this is ridiculous. You'd think that he'd have a little bit of a influence over the president on this.
Well, now maybe we know why we can't get. Only the deep state can get to the Donald, not even his son.
Unless his son's just saying, you know, complaining about it as Trump would, but not really intending.
Well, he is, but that's kind of the problem, though, is I don't even know. Here's the problem with Donald. I don't know what's genuine and what's not. I don't know when he's telling me that I don't know when he really in his heart wants to do something versus when he doesn't. All right, so Donald Trump said a big, beautiful wall with steel slats. Just so you know.
We need that, but we can give away twice as much in aid.
Yeah, but he said he was going to stop the foreign aid if he didn't get his wall. He said he was going to shut down the government if he didn't get his wall.
The wall is 20 million a mile.
Hold on a minute, folks.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosher-tified, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
I'm telling you right now, people, it's very hard for me to want to play Christmas tunes right now. I mean, it's just like, wow, Merry Christmas. We're going to betray you like the Federal Reserve fiasco in 1913. Donald's going to complain about the Federal Reserve. They're going to go ahead and raise interest rates, and no one's going to do anything solid about it, like shut down the unconstitutional Fed or even audit it. No one's going to do anything of any value. They're just going to complain and argue and fight. Now, Donald said that he's going to go ahead and build the big, beautiful wall with steel slats. But you know what? I interviewed for 2 hours my good personal friend, Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. And I'm telling you right now, he says there ain't no wall, folks. You're being lied to. There's a couple of checkpoints that they can create great media ops, but the border leaks like a sieve, and the drug cartels and the gangs and the sex traffickers control both sides of the border. And he literally started in California and worked his way east and went to California and Arizona and New Mexico and Texas. And he's still there. And he's got a whole team of people that are surveying the border, oath keepers. They're all retired police officers and former military. They're all experts in their field. And I'm telling you, he says the border leaks like an absolute sieve. Here's the problem. Stuart Rhodes doesn't know if Donald knows that, and he's playing us for fools, or if Donald doesn't know that, and Donald's being played for a fool. But here's the bottom line, James. He can't get to the president to even give his report to find out.
Well, and these are the guys, these are the kind of guys, and certainly Stuart Rhodes represents the kind of guys that voted for Donald Trump. And if Stuart Rhodes can figure it out, you would think that the president, with unlimited resources, would be able to know exactly what's going on at the border, that not every illegal alien has to come through that entry point that the most recent caravan was at near, what, San Diego. It's a pretty long border, and they don't all have to just wait in line there to cross at that outlet. So, I mean, it's pretty much common sense that they will go down further where there's not a fence or anything else or any law enforcement, and they'll just cross there. Makes sense.
All right, but here's the bottom line. So while we're battling about our wall, while we're giving $10 billion, State Department pledges $10 billion to develop Central America and Southern Mexico.
And how does that help the American people at all? How is that allocation of taxpayer money?
Well, some would say, like they say about the wars, you know, hey, if we fight the fight over there, so if we give everybody a nice, you know, home and everything else in southern Mexico, they won't need to march north, is the idea. But here's the problem. Israel's southern wall, according to a new study, cut illegal immigration to zero. And the former mayor of the Jewish state confirms that it works, Kurt. Do you have any more on that one?
Well, at least a comment real quick on the fact that what they're saying in this money will be well spent, because then those people won't all want to immigrate. They'll have businesses and houses and all that stuff, and they won't keep them out of America.
Completely make all of Central and South America a first world nation.
Yeah, I don't think so. But anyway, and tell me the story again, Sam, so that I can look it up, the one you want.
It says Israel's southern wall, cut illegal immigration to zero, and the mayor says that it works.
Yeah, and you should see the pictures of it. I mean, it's impressive. You know, they basically just...
It's nicer than the Donald wall that never got built, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, you look at the picture and... you know, it's got, it's a big bunch of steel and then a whole bunch of wire, barbed wire kind of stuff. And they're not going through that wall.
All right. Well, don't worry. So, while we're going to lose the battle on the wall, then we're going to go to Christmas and we're going to let Melania run around and show her ornaments. Donald's heading to the Davos World Global Economic Forum in January.
Yeah.
Right? What do you
say
to that,
right.
James?
And a whole bunch of guys are going with him.
Just go to the Global Davos Forum in Switzerland, man, with the globalists.
Well, I saw where George Soros is up for Person of the Year for his commitment to democracy. So I think I can't remember if it was Newsweek or what entity of the lying press it was. But maybe he'll be over there, too.
Well, you also got this. Kurt gave me this story, too. A Democrat Secretary of State in Maine refuses to investigate affidavits alleging bad ballots. So what we did is we complained about vote fraud, and then when the Democrats challenged us on vote fraud, we shut down the Vote Fraud Commission. But now we've literally got people swearing out affidavits saying there's bogus vote fraud ballots. And, well, hey, man, the Democrat Secretary of State won't even investigate in Maine. I'm telling you right now, Donald cannot win if there's vote fraud, if the Federal Reserve's run amok, if we're forward, you know, it's just funding the world, if we're just going to Davos, globalist Switzerland for economic discussions. Donald cannot succeed doing this unless he's an insider. I'm telling you right now.
And then again, it's like I said, going back to the midterms, I mean, forget all of that other stuff is as important as it is, but you already got Florida, you know, you look at those statewide races in Florida, where you had DeSantis and Rick Scott running for governor and senator, and then again in Georgia, where you had the black woman Democrat running, and the Republicans won in all three of those races, but they won by what, like less than a percent. So you give it another year and a half as we go into the next presidential election of completely unmitigated immigration. I could see Florida. I mean, Florida was a surprise that he won last time, even. But Florida and Georgia, deep state red Georgia,
and same with Texas. Hold on, Ted Cruz barely won, and he's quote Hispanic.
That's right. That's right.
The problem is he's a conservative Hispanic, so he doesn't deserve to win.
Well, yeah, he was more Hispanic than the Hispanic guy that was running. Isn't he Irish? I mean, they got it all mixed up down there. But Texas isn't. It is very, very thin margin, but it's not as razor thin as either Florida or Georgia. But yeah, you lose any one of those states, much less two or three, and the Republicans are done as a political party forever. And I think that they could lose it with it very realistically. I mean, you're talking about less than 10,000 votes, a few thousand votes. They could lose it by 2020, and they're done as a political party on a national level. I mean, they could still dominate state governments in places like Montana or, you know, some of the other states that have no power. But, of course, the states have no power either. That's what the Civil War was all about. So, you know, what good to do to even dominate a state? The state can't do anything that the federal judiciary won't let them. So,
well, while we spend
all over, and it all stems from immigration.
While we spend like drunken sailors, turns out the feds collected record taxes, huh, Kurt, in November.
Well, yeah, except for we, you know, collected record taxes, but we still spent way more than we brought in.
Yeah, in fact, $305 billion deficit, writes Terrence Jeffrey. $305 billion deficit, even though we brought in record taxes. See, I'm telling you right now, unless some of this stuff gets handled properly, why is Donald going to Davos instead of investigating the Federal Reserve? Why is Donald pledging support for Israel while they build the wall and we don't? Why is Donald? I mean, it's crazy.
That's another thing I want to touch on. That Israeli wall is a masterpiece. It's beautiful. It's effective. And if they can have it, then we should have it.
I mean, yeah, but the only reason they can build it is because we funded them and they have money and we don't, buddy.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we built their wall. We built up their military. And I'll tell you another thing. The left put their money and their efforts where the mouth is. Now, of course, they can get away with any sort of thuggery that you can imagine because nobody's going to hold them accountable, not even the Trump administration. But, Sam, I'd like to circle back very quickly and in 60 seconds on this Tucker Carlson thing. So the thing that happened with Tucker is interesting in that. So he made a comment that was less than effusive praise for illegal immigration, and all of these advertisers left him. Well, why did they leave him? They didn't just leave him. I mean, they don't just leave. I mean, Tucker Carlson's always had a conservative issue on that. What happened was Media Matters. You know, what I read was that Media Matters is going on Twitter and going on their website and encouraging everybody to flood. And they provide all the information for the advertisers, all the contact info, and make it very simple. You know, flood these advertisers, you know, with, you know, Tucker's a racist, Tucker's a hater, Tucker's a Nazi, flood, flood, flood. And guess what? Their people actually do it. And then, of course, these advertisers cave, and he lost 5 advertisers.
Nope. I just saw the latest headlines. He's lost 11 advertisers so far, and it's growing by the minute.
Well, see, this is it. So does that become a free speech issue where you've got these thugs, you know, going in and attacking these advertisers for Tucker saying the most sensible things on immigration? That's an issue. And, of course, you could say, well, I mean, they have the right to do that. And they do. But my point is, our people don't do it. Our people will not get in your face and bold. Our people just are too apathetic. But
You want to know what our people's problem is? They're afraid of the company they keep. And I mean, just imagine, think of the company Kurt keeps. Wow, that's crazy. The company Kurt keeps. I mean, Kurt hangs out with Sam and James. James Edwards riding shotgun, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, an award-winning broadcast every Saturday night. ThePoliticalCesspool.org to check it out on demand anytime you like. Merry Christmas. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. A Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've covered 14 stories so far in about an hour and a half of radio, ladies and gentlemen. And man, we got so much to cover. Kurt sent me more stories than I even cover every single day. Not to mention the stories that I gather. Anyway, I bring all this up to say I got to move these guys along. I don't mean to chop them off on critical topics, but man, we got to cover stuff. Well, it turns out that Rand Paul's now tweeting out what an extraordinary day it was. Extraordinary moment when the Senate passed a resolution invoking war powers to stop illegal Yemen war. Now, I commend the Senate for doing this, and Rand Paul's absolutely right. But you know what? It's almost like the Republicans and Donald are as divided as the Republicans and the Democrats. But it all seems like it's an intentional plan. So now what you got is you got the Senate saying, we don't want to go to war in Yemen. Let's back off on some of the wars. They're doing what Donald talked about doing on the campaign trail. But now it's stalled in the House, and Donald won't sign it. So now it turns out that they're against Donald on the wall. Donald's against them on the war. Donald said he didn't want war, but now he's promoting war everywhere. And the Senate's trying to stop him, James.
This whole thing is what you get when you have fire in the hole, everybody, a diverse country. Diversity is not a strength. Diversity is a source of conflict. And, you know, you can remember back to the good old days when you had a homogenous Christian nation. And, yes, there would be battles in the seats of power, and they would battle over ideas. But they were battling over ideas because we were at one with one another with regards to our culture, our heritage, our faith, our language, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But now it's just all falling apart, and it's not falling apart really on political lines. It's falling apart on tribal lines, and it's only going to get worse. This whole situation, the American experiment, as it has devolved and become more and more perverted, is just an untenable situation.
I almost think the Republicans are the left wing and Donald Trump is the right wing of the same bird of prey, buddy.
Well, I mean, well, the Republican and the Democratic duopoly have always been, you know, the same wing. Whether or not Trump's different, again, but this goes to the point. We've already talked about this today. If you can't tell whether or not he's sincere or insincere, it means he's been utterly ineffective.
I'm just going to leave dead air to highlight, to underscore that point, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. All right, the White House released a statement that said border security is national security. Now, I couldn't agree with that more. Border security is national security, but then how come Stuart Rhodes can't sit down with President Trump and discuss it, James?
Well, that's another thing that we've seen that really perplexed all of the Trump voters, is that there was just so much enthusiasm. Now, forget for a moment that I never, you know, if you step back. Now, I supported Trump even as he was denouncing, you know, that campaign denounced me by name numerous times throughout 2016, but nothing personal. Let's get the job done. Let's get the right person in there. All that excitement, though, is dissipated. As soon as Trump was elected and we had that wonderful night where all of these hate-filled left-wing commentators on the news were breaking down in tears over the fact that Trump defeated Hillary. I mean, that was the high point. But immediately,
I thought they were all going to leave the country, but they all stayed.
Yeah, that's always...
I was waiting for the sucking sound as those suckers left the country, but no dice.
Yeah, they always get you with that one, don't they? But the as soon as he won, after, you know, well, it took a little while for the shine to wear off, but he instantly started putting in the same people who were opposing him. You know, that was the joke. Is, you know, the Weekly Standard didn't go out of business last week because they lost all their subscribers. They lost all of their staff to the Trump administration.
All right, I'm done with all this political talk. I'm just done with it. Kurt wants to talk about the Ravens.
Let's see. Is this the football team?
I think so. Do you know of other Ravens? I mean, I know there's birds called Ravens, isn't there?
Let's see. All right. I'm trying to remember that story. Okay. There's a $120 million quarterback that the Ravens have.
What's this guy's name? Lamar Jackson?
Let's see.
I think his name's Lamar
Jackson. No, that's the one that's starting now. The other guy,
his name's
anyway,
Joe Flacco.
Yeah, he's going to be the highest paid backup quarterback in the NFL. $120 million.
Well, the headline says Lamar Jackson now starting and Joe Flacco disappointed.
Yeah.
So you can disappoint me with $120 million if you want to, James.
I did not know that they had benched Flacco. I mean, I don't, you know, I try not to keep up with sports ball more than I have to.
What's wrong with you? No, get on it. Focus on the things of America that are important, sir.
Yeah, well, let them eat cake.
I don't think there's a problem with having a little departure and having a little entertainment. I think you do need the balance. It's like dessert. You know, you can have a little dessert, but don't put that ahead of you. I would
don't have a vegetable with it. No.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't have a vegetable. But, I mean, you
darn right.
That's the best balance in your life. So it's not bad to go take in a movie. And if a football game's on Thanksgiving, I'll sit down and watch it. You know, no big deal. But, I mean, but yeah, I did know that Flacco was at one point the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, and to know that he's been benched now, that they run that football team economics the way
he's catching some flack now.
I'm just cutting everybody off and wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, man.
A little Jungle Bells there by the Four Seasons boot.
See, that's all you got to do is just do that. Whenever we're talking about serious issues, all you got to do is avoid them. Right? That's how you do it, man.
I'll tell you what, it is hard to talk about politics this month. I think we've played more music on my show than offered commentary for the last 3 or 4 weeks, so, but that's okay.
But I want to show you how big of a hater Kurt is. He wants to tell you about a one for the record books, don't you, Kurt?
Let's see. One for the record books. Looking that one up right
you
now.
You see, Kurt has so many stories, he's not even able to find this thing.
I know. This is a whirlwind today.
I'm going to tell you about it, though. One for the record books. I guess you got this dude in Illinois, and he's a hunter, okay?
Oh,
I don't know
yeah,
how you can have a gun in Illinois, yeah. but this guy's got it done, okay?
I know. He must be like the governor where they can let him have one. But this guy, they say he may have shot the largest buck ever in the United States. Guy's name is Keith. Well, I was going to say his last name, but it starts with an S and a Z, so I'm going to leave that alone. But he's
guy's
from
probably
Johnston.
Russian, man. Maybe Donald's colluding with that dude on the hunting trail.
He's from Johnston City. He shot the buck during the first days of the shotgun season in mid-November. And they say if it becomes certified, the 51-point buck would break the current record set in 2016 by a 27-year-old farmer that's down in Tennessee. He shot a 47-point buck, and, well, anyway, so now you've got some good stuff you can talk around the Christmas table about, James.
Yeah.
You know,
more
you
points
need stuff
on the
like
beer
this,
and more points
it's
on
okay
the,
to talk about.
On the interest rate and... We're all good. Hey, man, you guys are all worried about this stuff. I'm just going on the next carnival ship. That's all I'm doing.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they've got... They've
see the
got,
news Kurt collects for me? I mean, I just...
Well,
wow.
I mean, James, I don't know if you've
serious
ever
business.
Been on this, but this the new giant carnival ships that are coming, they're going to have a roller coaster on them. And they say... I mean, just imagine that way up high above your ship and you know, I mean, anyway, they say it sounds like an April Fool's joke. This is a USA Today piece. Now, one reason I pointed out is it is news of the weird, but it's also the kind of hard-hitting stuff that USA Today would do. But they say it's for real, a giant new ship on order for Carnival Cruise Lines that's going to boast a deck-top roller coaster. Now, if you didn't have any real reason to go on a cruise, now you've got one, you know. They're going to call it the Bolt Ultimate Sea Coaster. The attraction was going to be 800 feet long and feature twists, turns, and drops with riders reaching speeds of nearly 40 miles per hour. So, man, I'll tell you what, I bet you're looking forward to that, huh, James?
40 miles per hour, that doesn't impress me, man. I can go faster than that on my motorcycle. Come on.
If they shoot you off the side.
That'd be scary. So not only do you have the motion from the ship, although those ships, I mean, you pretty much feel like you're on land for the most part. I don't get sick on a ship, but you would be moving. I mean, and there's no doubt that you're moving when you look out at the water. And then you've got the sensory overload of the roller coaster on top of a moving ship. That just sounds like a bad idea. That sounds pretty terrifying, actually.
All right. Well, while that's going on, I think there's some new Israeli food Kurt wants to tell you about, too. Roller coasters and food and quarterbacks, and Kurt's just got it going
new
on.
New Israeli food. I'm trying to remember that story. But
well, it says know. An Israeli startup with ties to America's most popular hummus brand, I guess it made the world's first lab-grown steak.
Oh, yeah.
And they call it a holy grail. For the industry. Kurt will tell you about it in seconds while I get this state together, folks. Sam and Kurt and James, man. We got the hard-hitting news today, baby. Merry Christmas to you from us, the Liberty Roundtable Live team.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Nothing wrong with Israeli hummus, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I was always wondering what's in hummus, but, you know, on this
what
whole...
Hummus, Kurt? It's hummus.
Yeah, it makes me want to hum. But, yeah, the headline here, it says, an Israeli startup with ties to America's most popular hummus brand says it made the world's first lab-grown steak a holy grail for the industry. So, yeah, I guess they say they're turning animal cells. Now, I don't know, you know, what they're trying to do is get away from having to kill something, I guess. Just let them die on their own, but not kill them. But anyway, they want to turn animal
now,
cells
into the... Now, do you really
know
what hummus is made out of, Kurt?
I haven't looked it up.
You don't know?
But,
do you want me to tell you? Because you need to be educated on this for Christmas, buddy. You know what hummus is made out of,
good
James?
Good point. It's like that exculpatory thing.
I'm not trying to eat anything like that.
Come on now.
I think it's too close to a vegetable as far
no,
as I
man.
Can tell.
Listen, it's made out of chickpeas, olive oil, garlic,
there you go.
Lemon juice, and salt. Sometimes
yeah,
it has a few other
ingredients.
They
should have called it something nicer, I think. You know, hummus? Even calling it chickpeas and garlic would have been... Been better
yeah,
than
Kurt
hummus.
Likes, yeah, Kurt wants to just but change the name of hummus. Know. So now we've just devolved onto this program to change the name of hummus.
Sorry. So anyway, on this sinewy steak
thing?
I guess
isn't
they...
steak, Kurt.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
Well, they call it steak.
They're lying to you.
It's
fake
produced,
news. When is Donald going to shut down the fake news steak makers?
That's right. They were produced it in a lab, and they say they're going to use animal cells to make it. They said that... one guy talking about it says it was a little bit chewy, same as meat. We saw and felt the fibers when we cut it with a knife. They would make this meat made without
30 years down the
animals.
Line, the Food and Drug Administration is going to go, people are growing 30 years, and then the common denominator is they've been eating fake steak. Back in the fake news era, they created this crazy stuff. It's kind of like pink slime. Don't eat it, okay?
They
it's
said
like,
that.
Hey, it's
by
on a carnival
way, just,
ship. You can get fake steak on your carnival ship.
While you go down the
roller coaster and watch your favorite quarterback, you can do that, right?
Apparently, Sam, in this story, they also talk about Memphis Meats. I figured this is kind of a James connection. Said they produced the world's first chicken strips from animal cells. Have you had any of those down there in Memphis?
I can't say that no, for sure.
No fake chicken chips, no hummus for this guy.
You want real chicken.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Scarborough is talking about the hard news while Kurt's talking about chickpeas. And Joe Scarborough says that Trump will not run in 2020 prep for Nikki Haley. Jennifer Rubin says Donald Trump to resign 10 minutes before term is up and let Pence pardon him. Presidential historian predicts Trump will resign from office. Mr. James Comey calls on Americans to use every breath we have to oust the Donald in 2020. But I'll tell you what I find interesting. I don't believe anybody is going to be able to stand with the Trump when this is over. Everybody's turning on Donald. And the people who believed in Donald at first now have lost their belief. James?
I don't think any of it would matter. None of it would matter. if he would deliver the wall. I hate to sound like a broken record and to put all of his eggs in that basket, but I think it's just about that serious. Although he did deliver Kavanaugh, and what was Kavanaugh's first?
Betray us on pro-life. Other than that, it's not so bad, as Kurt would say.
That Planned Parenthood thing.
I'm going to just eat my chickpeas and watch my favorite $120 million quarterback while my money gets siphoned off to the South Americans and the Mexicans.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Maybe I ought to just work harder, don't you think, then I could pay more taxes?
That's
tax season's coming up again, man. It's always here.
Yes, it is. Tax season's 24/7, buddy. That's the way that you can't get ahead of your government.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Who do you think lost bigger, though? Did the United States taxpayer giving $10 billion to Central America, or the Baltimore Ravens with the $120 million quarterback to ride the bench?
Whoa.
That's hard to say now. Question. Quarterbacks are really important in our society, my friend. Kurt wants to talk about penguins. Forget all this, man. Would you stop this political stuff, James? Penguins, man.
Well, this is one more example of what the mainstream media usually wants to talk about.
I've decided that I'm going to go through stories as fast as Kurt sends them to me, and so I'm going to interrupt
them
like every 10
this
seconds.
This one's called, it says, how this super colony of 1.5 million penguins stayed hidden for nearly 3,000 years. Now, don't you wish you were the writer for this?
I was in the penguin colony of people where I could just disappear like John Galt, man, in Atlas Shrugged, and just somehow avoid all this taxation and abuse. And lies and fraud and everything else, right?
Wow. Yeah, so I guess, somebody went chasing this hidden colony of penguins and found them. I just never figured a bunch of penguins could hide that way.
Yeah, you just need to stand around and start figuring, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
How somebody always says, oh, my heart. Oh, my goodness, oh, my heart. Well, this one dude was saying that. Well, maybe he wasn't. Maybe he was dead. I don't know. What's the deal with this, Kurt?
Let's see. Heart.
Headline says human heart found on Southwest flight, causing plane to turn around.
Yeah, so I guess the guy who was hauling this heart, this is a USA Today piece, but, must have left the thing on the plane. And, you'd think you would be a little more careful about that. But the Southwest Airlines flight decided, well, I guess we got a human heart on here, so we might as well go back around to deliver that thing.
Well, he was probably all okay until they started touching all the TSA started touching his genitals. Then he freaked out and ran and left the heart behind.
Anyway, the captain told the passengers about the heart to explain why the flight needed to redirect, saying the heart had been left on the plane following a previous flight from Sacramento to California.
You're
to
heartless
Seattle.
To bring this thing up is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean, I think you might forget your book or different things like that, but why would you forget a heart on the plane?
I'm just telling you, heartless. It's probably a conservative doing that.
Good point.
A liberal would have never done that kind of thing. Now, by the way, the Donald Trump approval rating matches Obama's at the same point in presidency. So good old Donnie and Barack or what? Heart and heart?
They're good buddies.
Wow, what do you think of that?
At least the numbers are the same.
Donald matches Barack. What an accomplishment, James.
Well, I guess it would defy belief since, according to the press, Barack was universally loved and Trump is universally condemned. For them to have the same numbers, according to this latest poll, and I guess one man's polls is another. It goes to show how completely divided the country is, which is something I was touching on earlier in the hour.
Hey, since Kurt wants to look up words, I'm going to use one. It's probably improperly used, but you know me. I think it's kind of feckless. I think Donald has been feckless so far in his administration there.
I'm going to have to look that word up.
What does that mean? James, can you help him out?
What, the word feckless?
Yeah.
So basically, what, ineffective, sort of meek. I mean, Keith Alexander, I think, uses that on a weekly basis. That's one of his go-to words.
It's not my go-to word, but I know, and I just thought I'd throw that dude out there for Kurt to work on for a while.
Nice work. Thank you.
I decided the more stories Kurt sends me, the more jobs I'm going to get him. So we can go ahead and just do it. Now, global TV, they say local TV, says a new commentary piece, local TV is the best hope for democracy now, James.
Local TV?
Yes, sir.
Well, we do like to pare things down to the local level, I guess. And it would be hard to imagine local TV being any more criminally corrupt than what we get from the networks. So.
But I don't understand how it would help democracy at all since we don't have one.
I glossed right over that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even understand what they're talking about. It's like, hey, how local TV helps out communism, especially when it's owned by the government. I don't even know what that has to do with us.
Well, I guess we'd have to see what kind of content these local programmers were pumping out.
Yeah, well, hey, you can own your own local TV station and just say it's democracy now, buddy. Democracy for everybody.
On the other hand, you know, don't get tripped up on the democracy word, but...
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff.
We'll remember... Yeah, but we will remember this. On some of these local cable access channels, you can still get some good content. So you remember, Sam, back in 2016, in October of 2016, I went up to Michigan to give a speech, and then I also appeared on one of these cable access shows. Now, it's hosted by a guy named John Mangopoulos, who has been on TV up there forever.
Yeah, he does a phenomenal job, by the way.
Oh, he does. He's not a name that most people would know, but if you live in the Lansing area of Michigan, you probably heard of him. Well, anyway, so he gets on and he does this show. He's a staunch constitutionalist. I mean, pro-Christian. He's just one of us. Great guy. And he has, you know, access to that. And he's had a long running show, had a lot of great people on, like Pat Buchanan. And, yeah, so that's one situation that I can point to in which local TV, a guy like that can get on. Obviously, he's completely shut out on any of the national shows. And so, you know, if they're talking about that, then maybe I would agree. And then, of course, remember, Trump won Michigan by, what, 10,000 votes? And, you know, John Mangopoulos was up there cranking out these shows, pro-Trump shows. I'm not saying he shifted Michigan into Trump column, but every vote counted in such a tight race.
All right, well, the Russians have a baby boom going on, Kurt wants to tell you about.
Yeah, I guess, Sam, what you've got is around the world, if you want to go to America when you're pregnant so that you can have a baby, then they can be an automatic citizen, you go to certain places, and the Russians apparently prefer South Florida, whereas, like, the Chinese prefer, like, L.A., you know, you got different places like that.
Bunch
President
of racists.
Trump has threatened to... you know, basically do an executive order
Donald
and have
ain't
no more
doing
of these
no executive
deals,
orders.
But it
they say Russians
yet.
Fuel South Florida baby boom for birthright citizenship. That's
yep.
all going on, James. While the border leaks like a sieve, and Donald's going to cave on the border and go to Davos.
When is, I should know this, we only have a minute remaining. So one of which, Merry Christmas to you and Kurt one more time, and of course your entire incredible audience as well. But when is push going to come to shove on the funding of the government? I mean, what day is the deadline?
Friday.
All right, Friday.
But Donald's already caved, buddy. They're not shutting nothing down.
Friday. It's not a question of whether or not he will. We just know now it'll happen. He will cave sometime before Friday.
Yeah, GOP surrenders. They're going to give border wall funding to Mexico instead of building the wall, headline says.
Maybe we need to pitch it as we're building this wall to protect Mexico from all of the unsavory racists in America from coming down. Maybe that's how you could get it passed.
Yeah, there's a lot of racists in America.
There's an idea.
Right now.
Out of America. Or to keep the racists in America out of Mexico. And that's
yeah, you could, like, stop Donald from going to Mexico and stuff. Wow. I'm just telling you, it's just, I can't even comprehend all that's going on. There is a good news piece. I want Kurt to highlight it, and I want to talk about it more tomorrow. Sex ceases to sell. Modesty has its fashion moment, Kurt.
Wow. You know, when you're looking through a garbage can, it's hard to find a good biscuit, but every so often there is one, huh, Sam? You know, I mean,
amen to that. We'll highlight that tomorrow in the incredible conversation before Christmas as well. Stories galore, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting news that
Merry
I refuse
Christmas,
to use.
James.
Sorry for my cynical Christmas. Behavior, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't take the lies that we're getting. And I don't believe Donald Trump is sincere. And I won't believe it until he sits down with Stuart Rhodes on the border wall. It's that simple. If he really wants the truth, Oath Keepers is a group of retired police officers, military personnel, and they've absolutely done their investigation on the wall. And we're being lied to, folks. We declare this nation shall endure.